we're here live today for the Kilbeckenty Sevens for the June Bank Holiday weekend. And it's going to be an exciting afternoon. Now, I'm down here to play you the best music because we're on a Greatest Hits weekend, of course, for Supermax and the N17 Plaza. Of course, the new N17 Plaza is at the Loughrea service station. If you're on the road this weekend, they'd love to see you in there. But the man who knows everything about the Kilbeckenty Sevens is Darren Kelly. And that's why I have a co-host this afternoon, because I'm playing the best music and he's talking about the best sport.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Indeed, we're just looking outside our baycast here, and I think they're looking over us, the St. Coleman's team that have won the first trophy of the day. Joe Gillan Camogie final as well, so well done to everyone in St. Coleman's, beating Shamrocks by 8-7 to 2-1, and we will hear from their mentor Silafai later on. But Johnny, like, we're just talking there, Bank Holiday weekend and all the different places you can go, especially around Galway City and County. I tell you, Kilbeckenty here today is going to take some beating. You'll agree with that as well. Good crowd here at the moment building up. The sun is out there and there's so much entertainment going on, not just on the field of play but over the course of the evening. And we'll be hearing from Justin Fay and many involved with the Kilbeckenty GA Club and Kilbeckenty Sevens over the course of our show today. But just as you mentioned there too, I'll just give you the gist of what's going on the field of play at the moment. We've just mentioned St. Coleman's. They are the Camogie champions. That's the underage finals. The hurling final is just getting underway there now, so we're running about 15 minutes behind the schedule that's coming out in the Kilbeckenty Hurling Club Facebook page for particular too. But it's going to be a bumper day, because after that game then the adult competition gets underway, the Hurling Sevens. We have 8 teams taking place in St. Thomas's, Tommy Larkin's, Tupper from Clare and Bow have won this competition multiple occasions. They are in Group A. Tupper, for example, one of their team members is the 2013 All-Ireland winning hurling captain for Clare, Patrick O'Connor, as well. We have Ardrahan, Kilbeckenty, Gort and Cropwell. They are in Group B as well. So two groups of four. They'll play a round robin. The top two from each group go into the semi-finals and then onto the final later on. That's just the hurling. We have the Camogie final later on. St. Coleman's, I mentioned, they'll be going for a double up against St. Thomas's, who are the defending hurling or Camogie champions. They include multi-time Galway Camogie All-Star Heather Cooney as well. So plenty of stars on the field to play, as well as who's going to be here. That game, the Camogie final, is scheduled for 5 o'clock later on. The hurling for 6:15, probably a bit after that. But the reason I'm going through all that, Johnny, is because even no matter where you are in the county now, or even in the neighbouring counties, there's still plenty of time to get down here to Kilbeckenty and enjoy the action as well, because it's going to be constant hurling, constant Camogie over the course of the afternoon. As we mentioned, the hurling final, the underage Joe Gillan final is underway there now too. And before I finish up, as well as on the field of action later on tonight, closing celebration with live music in McCarthy's right next door from 7 o'clock. Mikey Burke followed by Fergal Kinnear as well. So you're not just getting the fun in the fields. There's teas and coffees, there's food, there's plenty of chance to get suntan as well. And the stewards here at Kilbeckenty have been great helping out with parking too, so there'll be no issue at all with that. Look, Johnny, I'm just glad I'm here in a Bank Holiday Monday with you, watching a bit of hurling, a bit of Camogie, listening to good music.
Okay, thank you very much, Darren. And we're also here broadcasting in association with Rationale Windows in Briar Hill Business Park in Ballybritton. As well as being sport, it's a fantastic family weekend. Barbecue on both days, there's a kids zone, there's games, face painting and live music all weekend. So it's not to be missed. We're here live until 4 o'clock today.